Sentiment by Dorothy Parker. Oh, anywhere, driver. Anywhere, it doesn't matter. Just keep driving. It's better here in this taxi than it was walking. It's no good my trying to walk. There's always a glimpse through the crowd of someone who looks like him, someone with his swing of the shoulders, his slant of the hat. And I think it's he. I think he's come back. And my heart goes to scalding water, and the buildings sway and bend above me. No, it's better to be here. But I wish the driver would go fast, so fast that people walking by would be a long gray blur, and I could see no swinging shoulders, no slanting hats. It's bad stopping still in the traffic like this. People pass too slowly, too clearly, and always the next one might be... No, of course it couldn't be. I know that. Of course I know it. But it might be. It might. And people can look in and see me here. They can see if I cry. Oh, let them, it doesn't matter. Let them look and be damned to them. Yes, you look at me. Look and look and look, you poor, queer, tired woman. It's a pretty hat, isn't it? It's meant to be looked at. That's why it's so big and red and new. That's why it has these great soft poppies on it. Your poor hat is all weary and done with. It looks like a dead cat. A cat that was run over and pushed out of the way against the curbstone. Don't you wish you or I could have a new hat whenever you pleased? You could walk fast, couldn't you? And hold your head high and raise your feet from the pavement if you were on your way to a new hat. A beautiful hat. A hat that cost more than you ever had. Only I hope you wouldn't choose one like mine. For red is mourning, you know. Scarlet red for a love that's dead. Didn't you know that? Ah, she's gone now. The taxi's moving and she's left behind forever. I wonder what she thought when our eyes and our lives met. I wonder, did she envy me, so sleek and safe and young? Or did she realize how quick I'd be to fling all away I have if I could bear in my breast the still-dead heart that she carries in hers? She doesn't feel. She doesn't even wish. She's done with hoping and burning, if ever she burned and hoped. That's quite nice. Has a real lilt. She's done with hoping and burning, if ever she... It's pretty. Well, I wonder if she's gone her slow way a little happier, or perhaps a little sadder for knowing that there is one worse off than herself. That is the sort of thing he hated so in me. I know what he'd say. Oh, for heaven's sake, he would say. Can't you stop that fool sentimentalizing? Why do you have to do it? Why do you want to do it? Just because you see an old charwoman on the street, there's no need to get sobbing about her. She's all right, she's fine. When your eyes and your lives met, oh, come on now. Why, she never even saw you. And her still-dead heart, nothing. She's probably on her way to get a bottle of bad gin and have a roaring time. You don't have to dramatize everything. You don't have to insist that everybody's sad. Why are you always so sentimental? Don't do it, Rosalie. That's what he would say. I know. But he won't say that or anything else to me anymore. Never anything else, sweet or bitter. He's gone away, and he isn't coming back. Oh, of course I'm coming back, he said. No, I don't know just when. I told you that. Oh, Rosalie, don't go making a national tragedy of it. It'll be a few months, maybe. And if ever two people needed a holiday from each other... It's nothing to cry about. I'll be back. I'm not going to stay away from New York forever. But I knew. I knew. I knew, because he'd been far away from me long before he went. He's gone away, and he won't come back. He's gone away, and he won't come back. He's gone away, and he'll never come back. Listen to the wheel saying it on and on and on. That's sentimental, I suppose. Wheels don't say anything. Wheels can't speak. But I hear them. I wonder why it's so wrong to be sentimental. People are so contemptuous of feeling. You wouldn't catch me sitting alone and mooning, they say. Moon is what they say when they mean remember, and they're so proud of not remembering. It's strange how they pride themselves upon their lacks. I could never take anything seriously, they say. I simply couldn't imagine, they say, letting myself care so much that I could be hurt. They say, no person could be that important to me. And why? Why do they think they're right? Well, who's right and who's wrong and who decides? Perhaps it was I who was right about that charwoman. Perhaps she was weary and still-hearted, and perhaps, just for that moment, she knew all about me. She needn't have been all right and fine and on her way for gin just because he said so. Oh, I forgot. He didn't say so. He wasn't here. He isn't here. It was I, imagining what he would say. And I thought I heard him. He's always with me. He and all his beauty and his cruelty, but he mustn't be any more. I mustn't think of him. That's it. Don't think of him. Yes. Don't breathe, either. Don't hear. Don't see. Stop the blood in your veins. I can't go on like this. I can't. I cannot stand this frantic misery. If I knew it would be over in a day, or a year, or 2 months, I could endure it. Even if it grew duller sometimes and wilder sometimes, it could be borne. But this is always the same, and there is no end. Sorrow, like a ceaseless rain, beats upon my heart. People twist and scream in pain. Dawn will find them still again. This has neither wax nor wane, neither stop nor start. And let's see, how does the next verse go? Something, 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 something to rhyme with where. Anyway, it ends. All my thoughts are slow and brown, set standing up or sitting down. Little matters, or what gown, or what shoes I wear. Yeah, that's the way it goes. And it's right, so right. What is it to me what I wear? Go buy yourself a big red hat with poppies on it. That ought to cheer you up, yeah. Go buy it and loathe it. How am I to go on, sitting and staring and buying big red hats and hating them, and then sitting and staring again, day upon day upon day upon day. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. How am I going to drag through them like this? But what else is there for me? Go out and see your friends and have a good time, they say. Don't sit alone and dramatize yourself. Dramatize yourself. If it be drama to feel a ceaseless rain beating upon my heart, then I do dramatize myself. The shallow people, the little people, how can they know what suffering is? How could their thick hearts be torn? Don't they know, the empty fools, that I could not see again the friends we saw together? Could not go back to the places where he and I have been. For he's gone and it's ended. It's ended. It's ended. And when it ends, only those places where you've known sorrow are kindly to you. If you revisit the scenes of your happiness, your heart must burst of its agony. And that's sentimental, I suppose. It's sentimental to know that you cannot bear to see the places where once all was well with you, that you cannot bear reminders of a dead loveliness. Sorrow is tranquility remembered in emotion. I think that's quite good. Remembered in emotion. It's a really nice reversal. I wish I could say it to him. But I won't say anything to him ever again, ever, ever again. He's gone, and it's over, and I dare not think of the dead days. All my thoughts must be slow and brown, and I must... No! Oh, the driver shouldn't go through this street. This was our street. This is the place of our love and our laughter. I can't do this. Can't. I'll crouch down here and hold my hands tight over my eyes so that I cannot look. Oh, I must keep my poor heart still. And I must be like the little, dry, mean-souled people who are proud not to remember. But, oh, I see it. I see it even though my eyes are blinded. Though I had no eyes, my heart would tell me this street out of all streets. I know it as I know my hands, as I know his face. Oh, why can't I be let to die as we pass through? We must be at the florist shop on the corner now. That's where we used to stop to buy me primroses. Little yellow primroses, massed tight together with a circle of their silver-backed leaves about them, clean and cool and gentle. He always said that orchids and camellias were none of my affair, so when there was no spring and no primroses, he'd give me lilies of the valley, and little gay rosebuds and mignonette and bright blue cornflowers. He said he couldn't stand the thought of me without flowers. It would be all wrong. I cannot bear flowers near me now. And that little gray florist was so interested and so glad. And there was the day he called me Madam. Oh, I can't. And now he must be at the big apartment house with the big gold doorman. On the evening the doorman was holding the darling puppy on the big long leash, and we stopped to talk to it. And he took it up in his arms and cuddled it. and that was the only time we ever saw the doorman smile. Next is the house of the baby. Honey'd always take off his hat and bow very solemnly to her, and sometimes she'd give him her little starfish of a hand. And then is the tree with the rusty iron bars around it, where he'd stop to turn and wave to me as I leaned out the window to watch him. And people would look at him, because people always had to look at him, but he never noticed. It was our tree, he said. It wouldn't dream of belonging to anybody else. And very few city people had their own personal tree, he said. Did I realize that? He said. And then there's the doctor's house, and the three thin gray houses, and then, oh God, we must be at our house now. Our house, well, but we only on the top floor. And I love the long dark stairs, because he climbed them every evening. And our little prim pink curtains at the windows, and the boxes of pink geraniums that always grew for me. And the little stiff entry, and the funny mailbox, and his ring at the bell. And I, waiting for him in the dusk, thinking he'd never come. And yet the waiting was lovely, too. And then, when I opened the door to him, oh, no, nobody can bear this. No one. Why must I be driven through here? What torture could there be so terrible as this? It'll be better if I uncover my eyes and look. I'll see our tree and our house again, and then my heart will burst and I'll be dead. I will look. But where's the tree? Can they have cut down our tree? And where's the apartment house? On the florist shop? And where's our house? Where's... Driver? What street is this? 65th? Oh, no, nothing, thank you. I thought it was 63rd.